First of all, this spring, there will be an environmental summit light instead of, I guess, a full environmental summit. Why the change?
The decision, Rich, to change the summit came because the same people had been in leadership, and that was mainly Mindy Pfeiffer, who works out at the Hornfield campus. She had been running the summit almost since its start, if not since its start. And the reason for doing it, I think, was that the time was right to do it. Everybody within thought that maybe it was a time for a change and shift in leadership.
So you're going to have a light version of the summit instead of a full summit this spring? What's the difference?
Well, the full summit takes a good part of the student union, and we have all sorts of displays, different presentations, and a keynote speaker. Environmental Summit Light, which will be April 1st, is just a keynote speaker. She will come here as part of our Sustainability Brown Bagger series, and we'll talk from 12:30 to 1:30 at the Mount Pass Library. Then there will be some activities during the evening or during the afternoon, a reception at 4 o'clock, and then the talk will be at 7 o'clock in Stipes 121. Our speaker is Tara Brockman. She's the author of Seasons on Henry's Farm. She's also the founder of a group called The Land Connection. She's very interested in local foods and sustainable rural development. I've met her before. She has taken part in a number of events here at the university in the past, but has not been here as a speaker. And I think she's going to be just great.
Where is she from?
She's from the Champaign-Urbana area.
Okay. And so you will have this environmental summit light in the spring around the time you normally have the environmental summit. And then there will be a full summit in the fall. Is that when the environmental summit will be held in the future?
Yes. We will start planning on the summit right within the next week here in January. And the summit itself is planned for November the 12th, which is a Wednesday.
Okay. Any particular reason for choosing that that time?
Yes, actually there was. It's before the holidays, but it's after midterms, and it is kind of a quiet time in the university calendar. So it actually worked out very well.
All right. And as you mentioned, Tara Brockman will be coming in during the spring as part of the Sustainability Brown Bagger series, which actually gets underway next week, correct?
Yes. The first Brown Bagger will be Tuesday, the 28th of January. That'll be from 12:30 to 1:30 in the Mount Pass Library West up on the fourth floor. Our speaker will be doing a webinar. He will be speaking from Kansas State University, but we will have monitors up and all of that equipment for viewing. His name is Dan Call. He is an extension professor there. And several years ago, he did a very interesting project based on an Environmental Protection Agency grant to help clean up a watershed and also develop the communities along that watershed in Kansas so that they actually found out a lot about their history in terms of settlement by the Native Americans and in terms of the actual European settlement history. And they've put together a very nice recreational area along with cleaning up the stream.
The second Sustainability Brown Bagger will feature someone from the Illinois Humanities Council. How did you tie in sustainability, I guess, with the humanities?
There are all sorts of different approaches to sustainability, and our reason for bringing in Dan Meacham from the Illinois Humanities Council is that sustainability is more than environmental. It's cultural. It's the way we think, the way we act as groups. So It's part of our history when we start looking at our arts. And I'm sure almost all of our listeners can picture some sort of painting or photograph of nature. So these activities from the humanities that involve history and various forms of art, even music, are going to be part of our thinking as we do these sessions in the future. So he's going to be talking about cultural sustainability in the rural Midwest, and I think it will be a fascinating talk.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever come across that particular topic before, cultural sustainability in rural mid-America, but we are in rural mid-America, so it should be of interest to people living here.
When I first met him, the light bulb went on, and I said, you know, this is going to be a very interesting and different approach to sustainability.
I see you have one coming up in early March with a couple folks from Prairie Land Conservancy. I don't believe you've had them speak at a brown bagger before, have you?
We have had Prairie Land Conservancy speak. It's been probably 3 years ago.
Okay.
It was a much younger organization then, and from being a part of the organization, they are showing some successes in getting some land preserved. So the reason behind having Alice Henry and David King come is to have them talk about not just Prairie Land Conservancy as an organization, but why out here in the rural Midwest it's important to start thinking about land preservation and preserving different pieces of land for different types of agriculture or for natural areas.
I kind of want to jump back here. I guess I jumped ahead right there. Because a few weeks after we hear from Dan Meacham from the Illinois Humanities Council, you will have a brown bagger regarding rural libraries. And that also is a topic that I think is thinking outside the box a little bit.
I think it is thinking outside the box a little bit, Rich, because Jeff Hanks, who's our archivist at Western Illinois University Libraries, has studied rural libraries, did his dissertation on it. And in working with him and talking with him while he was doing his dissertation, we realized what an important institution libraries are to rural communities and how they can be resources for knowledge about sustainability at all sorts of different levels.
Even in this digital age?
Even in this digital age, yes, because many people still don't have access to the World Wide Web. So libraries, because they do have access, can help introduce people to new resources and new ideas about sustainability.
And the idea of libraries, I think, kind of ties in with cultural sustainability also?
I would say absolutely, because libraries are all about conveying and keeping knowledge.
All right. Anything you want to add about the Brown Baggers or the Environmental Summit?
Well, I guess one of our brown baggers involves Mark Miller, who's the director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. They are engaged this year in a conservation congress, which is intended to gather ideas from all of the different constituencies of the Department of Natural Resources. As part of that, they're doing a series of webinars, and I thought, well, maybe we can ask them to do just one more for our campus community. So on February the 11th, Mark is going to be doing a webinar for us on the Conservation Congress and explaining what it is and how it works.
And can you give us right now a general idea of what it is?
The Congress itself is a gathering of ideas from people across the state to help the DNR figure out what it wants to do over the next several years. So it's a planning planning and moving toward activities. It's to help the DNR set its priorities.
Based on input, I guess, from the people it serves.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.